It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll talk to United States' first female four-star general about leadership and the challenges she faced.
First, after 2 months of investigation, Dane County's district attorney is announcing today whether or not Madison police officer Matt Kenny will face charges in the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Tony Robinson.
District Attorney Ishmael Ozan is currently speaking and is expected to announce a decision momentarily.
Until then, we welcome in Cecilia Klingel for some legal analysis. She's an assistant professor of law at UW-Madison. Cecilia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, as we said, the DA is talking right now. What, from a legal perspective, has he been weighing, do you think, when he considers whether to file criminal charges here?
Well, he made very clear at the outset of the press conference that the standard that he is using when reviewing all the materials is what he called a reasonable doubt standard. In other words, although prosecutors are only required under the law to bring charges against someone when they have probable cause, Ishmael Ozan, like many prosecutors in the country, applies a higher standard, which is whether he really thinks that he could get a conviction if the case were to go to trial.
Now, that reasonable doubt, we usually hear that in instructions to a jury. An outside observer might say, why not, if you have probable cause, file that charge, let the jury sort out if there's reasonable doubt here?
So there are a few good reasons for that. One, and this is something that influences prosecutors in all decisions that they make, is that they have limited resources. They can't pursue every case that comes before them, and consequently, they're trying to use those resources very strategically for the cases where they think they can have the most impact. Second is really an ethical question, and that's whether they want to be arguing to a jury that the jury should find someone guilty of a crime when the DA, him or herself, has doubt about whether a crime actually occurred. And so most district attorneys will use that higher threshold to say, not only is this a good use of my resources, but I really think that we're criminally stigmatizing the right people.
And this is whether or not a crime has been convicted, whether there should be criminal charges. This is a different issue than was a police procedure followed. Is that right?
Absolutely. And when we look at situations like this across the country, there are really a lot of questions that need to be asked. And one is whether or not the officer committed a crime. But there are other really important questions, too, like whether or not the officer honored people's constitutional rights, which is a separate question, and also whether the officer acted in accordance with policy, and then even more importantly, are the policies of the police agency ones that match the standards the community thinks is appropriate.
So when we compare it to the case in Milwaukee, the shooting of Dontre Hamilton, that was a case where there were no criminal charges filed, but the officer was ultimately fired by his department.
Absolutely. The question of whether or not someone acted in the way that we would like and expect our law enforcement officers to act is a very different question from whether or not that same person committed a crime.
We're talking to UW-Madison Law Professor Cecilia Klingel. The DA in Dane County is speaking as we speak. Ultimately, he'll say whether or not he's filing criminal charges against a Madison police officer in the police-involved shooting of Tony Robinson. Is there, Cecilia, a range of possible crimes that could be charged here? As we saw in the case in Baltimore, there was a range of crimes ranged from homicide at the worst to various forms of, I believe, reckless endangerment, things like that. Does the DA have a wider palette than yes or no when it comes to criminal charges?
Well, certainly the DA has all of the criminal statutes available in the statute book to try to apply to the facts of the case. In this situation, we actually know very few of the details about what actually occurred on the night of March 6th. As I was listening to the press conference right before speaking with you, it sounded like the district attorney was sharing some of those that were uncovered during the investigation. But until we know more about what actually occurred, it's difficult to know which charges, if any, might be appropriate under these circumstances.
And yeah, he was laying out a narrative of what happened on the night in question. Is this a case where then the public is going to have access to the information that came from the Department of Criminal Investigations investigation?
So it's up to the district attorney, I believe, to decide what becomes public at what point. If there are criminal charges filed, then often materials will be slower to be released than if they are not. But as I understand it, there is some discretion in the timing and amount of material released.
If there are no criminal charges, we've seen in other cases around the country of police-involved shootings, in some cases anyway, civil charges brought perhaps by the family of the deceased. Do you think that would be a likely possibility, again, if no criminal charges are filed?
I certainly can't speculate on what the family will do here, but I can say that when the question of civil liability arises, then we're not asking the question of whether or not the officer committed a crime, but ordinarily whether the officer violated the individual's constitutional rights, and that's a slightly different kind of question.
Now, again, as we look at this national discussion about relations between police and minority groups, police-involved shootings, protesters, critics of police departments have said, hey, the bar is too high to bring charges, to file indictments, whether from a grand jury or a prosecutor. Is there, as you understand it, a high bar before charges can be filed against a police officer?
So the bar for charging a police officer is really not that substantially different from charging any other individual. You have to look at the crime that you charge and ask whether the elements of the crime have been met. We do that if an officer kills someone. We do that if a layperson killed someone. And so often I think our frustration with relationships between police and communities may be clouding some of our judgment about whether we want legal standards to change, since changing them for officers would in many ways change them for ordinary citizens claiming self-defense as well.
And for police officers, one phrase or one idea that's been talked about a lot in this case is a perception of threat, a perception of a risk to the officer in the case or to other people around. Is that something the DA is that the main thing that the DA is weighing here in deciding whether to file charges?
Again, we'd have to ask, first of all, what kind of charge? And if we're concerned here primarily with homicide-related charges, then under Wisconsin law, there are a number of different kinds of homicide that change mostly based on what the officer intended to do. And there are defenses that might be raised by the officer, including self-defense and some protections that attend actions by law enforcement officers acting in the ordinary course of their duties. So it's a complicated legal question, depending on what we're looking at here. But I certainly think that we overall ask the question whether an officer thought someone, himself or herself or another person was at risk of death or great bodily harm. And if so, ordinarily we want the officer to be able to respond. We just would prefer the use of non-lethal force before resort to lethal force as an absolute last option.
Well, on that topic, we are just getting word now that the DA has said that this is a result of a lawful use of deadly police force, and thus no charges will be brought against Officer Kenny. Again, no charges apparently being brought. The DA just now announcing that in Dane County in this police-involved shooting. Cecilia Klingel, a lot of people, I think, including protesters, were expecting exactly that, that no criminal charges would be brought. Is this a surprise to you in any way?
No, it's not a surprise. But I would encourage people frustrated with that decision to remember, again, that the decision not to bring criminal charges doesn't even begin to end the conversation on whether the use of force was appropriate and is what we want our police officers to be doing.
So what is the venue, I guess, for that discussion going forward? Where does that conversation happen, if not in criminal court?
Well, it can happen in a lot of places. Civil court, you mentioned, is one, but often more effectively within the community, within law enforcement agencies themselves, within counties that have some oversight over the police agencies that they supervise, and from community members who can begin engaging, as I believe Dane County is beginning to do, in more direct conversations with law enforcement about where community frustrations are coming from.
And this investigation by the Department of Criminal Investigation, this is under a fairly new law in Wisconsin, the requirements involving a police-involved shooting. The DA had started by evaluating that today to see if procedure had been followed correctly. His conclusion, I believe, that it had been. Are people looking at this new law, do you think, and saying it is working as designed, it's doing what it's supposed to do?
Well, it's hard to know yet since we haven't analyzed the decision, but I think the advantage of the new law is that it requires the investigation into any officer-involved shooting to take place by an agency other than the agency whose officer actually fired the weapon or killed the individual. And that gives you a little bit of impartiality in the investigation itself and hopefully increases public confidence in the legitimacy of these investigations.
Cecilia, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was UW-Madison Law Professor Cecilia Klingel. During the conversation with her, we heard the announcement from DA Ishmael Ozan in Dane County. No criminal charges against Matt Kenny, the officer involved in the police-involved shooting of Tony Robinson.
We're continuing our coverage now of the Tony Robinson decision. Minutes ago, Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan announced that Madison Police Officer Matt Kenny will not face charges for his role in the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Tony Robinson.
Gilman Halstead has been covering the story. He was at today's press conference. He'll join us with the latest, and you can call in. We'll take your calls in a few minutes at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to this decision? No criminal charges, right decision, wrong decision, and what do you want to see moving forward? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Gilman Halstead joins us now. Gil, thanks for being back with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
So no charges filed against Madison Police Officer Matt Kennedy. Kenny, as we said, how did the district attorney arrive at that decision as he laid it out?
Well, you know, he did not explain in detail what particular aspect of the investigation made him decide that he wasn't going to press charges. He said that his ruling was that that it was a justified use of lethal force, was an appropriate use of lethal force. That came at the end of the news conference after a long description of all the events leading up to the shooting of Tony and a detailed description of the interviews that were done with Officer Kenny about what his state of mind was, what he thought was happening when he fired the shots. And I would say the key takeaway, if we were to say what DA Ozan thinks may have made it justified, is that Kenny said he was afraid as he was being knocked down the stairs by Tony Robinson, who hit him in the face just as he opened the door. He was afraid that he would be knocked down and lose consciousness and that his weapon would be taken and used to kill him or perhaps someone else. And he thought that Officer Kenny believed that there was someone else in the apartment that Tony Robinson was threatening because he heard Tony yelling as if he were yelling at someone else. He heard it being punched into the wall. He thought a fight was going on. And so, I mean, without being able to ask DA Ozan if that was the key issue in the decision, I can't confirm that, but that seems to me, from what I understand the standards for protocol to be, that if an officer feels that his life is in danger or someone else's, then he's justified in using lethal force.
And you mentioned asking DA Ozan questions. He did not take questions after this.
No, he did not take any questions.
What was the reaction in the room when he got to the part I imagine most people were waiting for, the decision of whether or not to file criminal charges?
I think you should know that the only people in the room were reporters.
Just press. Okay.
Yeah. So everybody was taking notes. There wasn't any particular reaction here. People were just focused on getting the information.
When we talked to you yesterday, we talked about unanswered questions, things we didn't know about what happened on the night of that shooting.
Yeah.
You were just talking about Officer Kenny's description of his state of mind and his thinking. That was one of the missing pieces we talked about yesterday. Anything else that adds to our understanding of the event that came out for the first time today?
Well, a lot of DA Ozan's discussion today had to do with what Tony was doing and what his friends said he was doing before the shooting took place. And he was confirming that his friends were very concerned about him and that in interviews they said that he had hit one of them and that he had punched a hole in the wall and that they interviewed the victims of assault on the street who said they were terribly frightened because he had hit someone in the face and had tried to strangle someone who got away from him and was not seriously hurt, and that it was clear from the toxicology that he was high on psilocybin mushrooms. They also found marijuana and Xanax in his system. And we didn't know all of those details before. He talked about the autopsy as well that indicated that there were 7 shots fired, and all of them hit Tony, and all of them were from front to back. We hadn't heard a complete description of what Officer Kenny said happened when he opened, after he opened the door. It also indicated that once he got there, he was hearing things upstairs, and he checked around the back of the apartment to see if that's where it was coming from, and confirmed that it was coming from upstairs. There had been also concerns raised by people who believed that Officer Kenny was not justified in leading up to this, saying that they felt they did not think that the officer announced himself when he went up the stairs. Well, Officer Kenny said in the interview that he did, that he opened the door, and as he was going up the stairs, he said Madison Police, and that he heard somebody, it must have been Tony, since it was determined that no one else was in the apartment afterwards, say, "So the police are here." Then Tony, then the officer continued up the stairs and didn't even get a chance to open the door at the top of the stairs, and he was hit immediately. And that he was, it was clear to him that Tony was in a really violent state. He would continue to swing at him as Officer Kenny was backing down the stairs, which is when we got to the point where he said, you know, he was afraid that he was going to be knocked down, and he was still sure there was someone else in the apartment, and that he thought his gun might be. I mean, I think it's maybe also important to say that it's clear that Officer Kenny drew his gun before he went into the apartment as he was opening the door.
Talking to WPR reporter Gilman Halstead about today's announcement just a little while ago from Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan saying he is not filing criminal charges against a Madison police officer involved in the shooting of Tony Robinson. No criminal charges against Officer Matt Kenny. Gil, District Attorney Ozan started things off with some context about his role in all this as he's
right,
biracial district attorney. Can you talk about what he said a little?
Well, he talked about who he was, who is the, that he is the product of a biracial marriage, that his father was white, his mother is black, and he made a point of saying that his mother was involved at the age of 17 as the youngest member of the Student Nonviolence Coordinating Committee. She's from Anniston, Alabama, and took part in a lot of the freedom marches and freedom rides that went on in the South. As a way of describing where he comes from, that his mother, he said, and even he himself is very aware of the racial bias that he believes and his family believes still exists, and that actually put him at risk. He said that he'd been racially profiled, and I think he wanted to make very clear that he is aware of the racial disparities in this community, and he also talked about being part of conversations since Tony Robinson's death with lots of different groups in the community about these issues, and that he continues to be concerned about playing a role in changing that. He made a big point of saying that we, at the very beginning, I'm trying to find my notes here, sorry, that whether we are parents or teachers or police, when we use violence, we do so at a tremendous cost. That was the way he framed the whole news conference. And also at the very beginning of the news conference said that he is really very, very sorry for Tony Robinson's family, that he is a parent himself of 2 daughters, and that he has this thing in common with the family, that he's part of a biracial family.
Now, there will be a lot of people interested in looking at the details of this investigation, the family you just mentioned, members of the public, protesters, the press, of course. Did the DA give an indication of whether all the data collected in this investigation is going to be publicly available?
No, he didn't. It seems to me that it probably will be, but we did not get there was no opportunity to ask any questions. He closed. You know, he finished what he said and said thank you and immediately turned and walked out the door.
So what are you going to be watching for next, whether from the Madison Police Department or protesters?
Well, we know that the family is having a news conference this afternoon, and we have reporter Shermaine Mills will be covering that. And the police chief has said he would be available this afternoon, probably after 5. So I'm going to be very interested to hear what he has to say, because there's an internal investigation that was done that's supposed to be released today as well about what the Madison Police Department's take is on how Officer Kenny handled the situation, whether or not he may have violated any of the protocols or the policies for using lethal force.
And briefly, Gil, protests, I understand, scheduled tomorrow, being called,
yes,
Blackout Wednesday. What have you heard so far about that?
That it's supposed to begin at 9, at the actually the same place where the family is holding their news conference, which is in the neighborhood where Tony Robinson was shot. It'll be at the Social Justice Center, and as I understand it, is that the protesters will march from there, as they have in the past, to the state capitol and to the city county building. They're off the square, and they were going to plan to hold what they call a people's court, which my understanding is to give sort of their version of events by which they believe Officer Kimmel should be held responsible and the charges should be filed.
Gil, thanks.
I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we'll see.
Thanks for joining us again, Gil, and we'll bring you back a little later in the show for more coverage. That was WPR reporter Gilman Halstead covering Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan's decision to not file charges against Madison Police Officer Matt Kenny, who fatally shot 19-year-old Tony Robinson back in March.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.